Yeah, right, man. I got nothing good to say. Yeah, right. Yeah. I wish.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Another quarterback. So, with Bull getting ready to go, what can you guys do to help him feel more comfortable and more acclimated for a team that's going to score a lot of points, Cincinnati, strength to score a lot of points?
I think just building him up. He has a lot of ability. We've seen him throw. He has a great arm, confident kid. I mean, to throw him in the fire like that was really tough. He didn't do anything that made us go, here comes another loss. Here comes another bad game. It's one of those things where he's just young, And I sent him a text last night, just build him up. And little things like that will keep him going. And I'm sure Tanner will be as healthy as he can be for this game. And, Mabo is going to have to do a lot this week for us, and we're going to adjust a little bit for him so he can feel at his best comfort level coming to the game.
How much of the leadership is going to fall upon you guys' shoulders to make sure that he has a good game, taking that pressure off of him and making things easier?
I just simplifying things will give him a little bit more confidence, and that look that you can give him, that arm on his shoulder, that pep talk before the game. Simplifying things with him is going to help the most, and then us making plays for him, we'll just let him breathe deeper, And so I think that it's not much you can say, really, just buoying him up and being a buddy to him. I mean, he's 5-6 years younger than most of us receivers, so he's your little brother and you're on the team, and you want to make sure looking out for him and give him a deep breath of confidence.
Larry, picking him up, are you expecting Tanner to play, or is, do you have?
I do, for sure. I mean, if it was that bad, he wouldn't have came back in the game. I mean, it was a bad injury enough to where, dang, I've never had a personal hamstring that bad, but seeing him limp that bad, it must have been something. But super tough kid, he's not going to be held back, in my opinion. But, whoever it is, we know we can win with.
Let's say about this offense, 3 wins comes in the fourth quarter, last drive of the game, yeah.
I feel like all of our wins have been pretty much in the last, at least there's been some turmoil during the game where we had to pick ourselves up and move forward, and some of them happened the last drive. I think 3 of them happened the last drive. And so we have – some of the coaches have expressed to us this is the most resilient team we've seen in a while here at BYU. And so that says a lot, that we have a resilient team. And BYU always has resilient teams, but there's something special about this team. I think it's just fed up of going 8-5, and so we don't even care not to let that happen.
Halfway through the season, what would you say the identity of this team is? Would you say it's resilient?
Resilient, yeah, that's a good word to describe us. We just have a great culture on the team, and it's just one of those things where last year we get down 2 touchdowns, 14-0. That usually was just check up a loss. Does that make sense? And so this year it's 14-0. Well, let's score 28. And so it's the type of guys we have to battle back. And if we can win on a Hail Mary, we can win on a last second drive, we can win on extreme performances from guys. I think it's just resilience that what it comes down to, and the culture that we've established in the off season. It's got great leadership, and these younger guys have guys to turn to that are older and seniors, and we got a really good group.
What have you seen in this Cincinnati defense?
Say that again.
What have you seen in this Cincinnati defense?
They're athletic, man. They're, at least speaking of the defensive backs and the corners, they're one of them, he's a lot quicker than the other one, but the other one's a lot bigger, so he's a lot longer, and so they both have different strengths. And some of the coaches who have played them this year have told our coaches that you'll look at them, in warm-ups and in pregame and across the ball, and they'll look like an NFL team. They'll look big. They'll look really athletic. They wear black. They look sharp, and they look good. And, the team we played this last week was really athletic and really good, too, so it's something we haven't seen. And they'll be big. They'll be long. They'll be tall. And they're a good team.
Down 14-0 on Saturday, you guys responded incredibly well. But moving forward, is that a good wake-up call, being punched that hard in the mouth in your own house, that you really just have to have your guard up right out of the gates?
Mm-hmm. I think on offense, Coach and I expressed to us today that I think five out of the six games, we've started off that first drive with at least a 6 or 7 yard loss. And so that's a terrible way to start. It's what, it might even be in the first play of the game. We start off with usually like a 6 or 7 yard loss, which is really strange. So this week we're going to focus on not having to scramble and just find a way to get our first down. But that first play of the game is going to be a special one to get us moving forward.
You're having a really nice senior season. Obviously, you're the kind of kid that's never going to be satisfied, but caught touchdown passes in almost every game. How are you enjoying the progress and your season thus far?
Yeah, I mean, you think of a magical season, you think of 3,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. I mean, you just think of everything, but there's ups and downs. You know, your quarterback goes down the first game, and so you have to transition. If you change your game, you have to stay alive for the scramble for the quarterback to see you, and so things change. You know, obviously, we're spreading the ball around. Lots of guys are getting catches, and I've been used as a good red zone threat to get in the end zone, and it's been fun. You know, scoring the ball is a lot of fun, but nothing's more enjoyable than winning, obviously. But yeah, I do get hungry. I want to score more. I want to have more yards and more catches. But ultimately, it's so you can lead that game, and you guys know that you want to win. And you're catching balls because you want to win. But it's been fun. It really has. Like, yeah, I'm not complaining for sure.
Seems like you're allowing yourself to be excitable. You're showing a lot more emotion after touchdown grabs and really just celebrating the game more than
ever.
Yeah,
I think that, it's that true emotion, I guess. I have 2 months left at BYU. We're done with school, done with BYU football. And I want guys to know a legacy that I left. And you know, it's not something that I think about when I catch a touchdown. Let me celebrate harder. It's just one of those things where I look at the film and almost laugh. Like, I did that really? Because it's just really naturally what I'm doing. I want guys to be excited when they play. And I wish I would have showed a little bit of that more last year, because it's really how I am. And I want younger guys to see that. And you know, that's how we play. We're resilient. We can win, whether it's the last second or the last drive or the first drive. We can be guys.
It's a little surprising to learn that two guys were suspended for the game for team discipline.
Yeah.
How's the locker room doing? Is it still together? Are you guys still tied?
Yeah.
It seems kind of odd that
midway
through the season you get guys suspended.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I didn't even find out until after the game, like really what had exactly happened. I just knew that it was, you know, not showing up at the hotel. Still don't know really the details, but those guys are good players. We needed to play, and so it's one of those things where they almost punish themselves by maybe being embarrassed or looking up to the older guys, and it's kind of that, like, crap, I won't do that again. That was embarrassing of me. So it's not really what we could do coming down on them, because that's not going to help it at all, right? I think it's just they know what they did, and it was not smart of them, but they're good players. We need them, and we'll take them back any second. You know, they apologize, and they're sorry about it, and they already have. So it's one of those things where you forgive them, and we need them to play.
Thanks, man.
Yep.